The top stories happening in Houston.
This is what's trending in Texas.
Good morning and welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. I'm George. Over there is Mo. Good morning, Mo.
Hey, G.
Eric with a K also here. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
Middle of the week. This week's just been kind of weird. Anybody else feel that way? It's like we had like the really bad storms that kept us awake, or a lot of people awake the other night.
Sure.
So it's like all of a sudden I was thinking, oh, okay, today's like Thursday. No, Wednesday. So we still got halfway to go through the week. So, and lots going on around the area, including Moto's Country. That's coming up in about 20 minutes. And then 610 Amen, where we celebrate good news. We'll get that for you here on the Morning Bullpen Show. Everybody good? You good today, Mo?
So wonderful.
Mo's good. Eric?
I love mornings. I could not get up this morning.
I'm still not up.
See, I just was saying. It's just like,
I need more time.
Yeah. Just that kind of day. Eric?
I can't wake up. I'm still asleep right this second.
Did you get your large coffee before you came
in?
Your
giant coffee? But it was too hot to drink today, George. I didn't balance out I mix the cold coffee and the hot coffee so I can down it and be awake by the time I get here.
Right, yeah.
My portions were off today.
Okay. That's going to throw our whole day off, George.
The ratios were off.
Yes.
You mix hot and cold coffee.
Yeah, I don't like super hot coffee. I hate super hot coffee.
I did not know that about you. You know when you come in and you have all of these different things. They talk about you when you leave. You realize that.
Oh, he already has a relationship, like a foundation with the person that works at the store.
With the 7-Eleven, yeah. So.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Anyway, welcome to the show. Let's talk about the top things that you're going to be hearing about all day today. We call it the top three in Texas.
Number three.
You ever go to a school board meeting?
No.
Wait, those parents show up. Cypress Fairbanks ISD last night, school board meeting, after they released the news that they're chopping their librarian staff in half from 92 to 42.
Ooh.
Parents are not happy.
Mm-hmm.
We get it. Reading is kind of the foundation of a child's life.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
What is their argument to getting rid of librarians?
You know, budget cuts.
Budget cuts.
But books?
Just put that. Everything goes under budget cuts, and you don't have to explain it, right?
Number two.
Harris County asked for voluntary evacuations in at least two neighborhoods near the East Fork of the San Jacinto River. It is bad today. Mm-hmm. So we're seeing now, though, as we're like trying to get this water out of our system, more weather is moving into our area. I'm talking strong storms, heavy rain possible for tomorrow morning. We're not prepared.
Yeah, all the people that are dealing with it. And you talked about this early. It's like over the weekend they had the bad storms way north of us. Mm-hmm. So now we're getting that water
all
in
that
the rivers
water.
Down. And now we're getting more water. So hang in there.
And the top story trending in Texas.
I don't think I need y'all to mansplain this to me.
We're happy to.
I know.
I said George's. George was so fast to jump on that.
Oh, what do you mean? I can mansplain it for you. I think that I love Jose Abreu. I know that he's doing a bad job right now for the Astros.
Why do you love him so much?
But the fact that he is going to just make himself a better baseball player, he's going to take some time.
Oh, he volunteered
makes him
to go down to the minors, right?
Yeah.
He's like, you know what? I suck.
Yeah.
He's taking the option. He's going. He's going to be better because I know he can be better.
I think that's a really sweet sacrifice.
Well,
he also knew he was about to get fired if he didn't do something, too.
Exactly.
So.
This is like, do you want us to make you go to the minors, or do you want to say you did it voluntarily?
I don't think so.
Well, wait, I think we just mansplained it to you.
Welcome to my life.
So, yeah.
Every day.
It's a game called baseball.
No,
it's a little white ball.
I think Jose is a sweet, sweet man.
Oh, he may be, but he's not a great baseball player right now.
He just needs to get it back together.
That's what's trending here in Texas, all powered by our good friends at Bayway Jeep in Pasadena.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
Every morning, we spend a little time bringing Bull Nation together to celebrate some good news. Just start out with your name, where you're from, and then just launch into what's making you happy this morning.
All right. So, my name is Lewis. I'm calling from Tamarone. We came from Spain on December 10th. We brought our cat and our dog. A couple months ago, our cat ran away, and we've been having a hard time with her because my daughters, you know, they brought her in. But this past Friday, I got a message from one of our neighbors that she said she had seen a tuxedo cat, and it turns out to be Dixie, our cat. So we started looking, and yesterday in the afternoon, one of the other neighbors, he volunteered. He went down the storm drain. My daughters went in too. They got the cat. She's a bit skinny. She's a bit banged up, but she'll be fine. I mean, we're taking her to the vet. Everything, you know, we're good.
Whoa!
I just went through the full roller coaster of emotions.
Yeah, I mean, she came with us from Spain, so it's not like we just found her out in the street and, you know, adopted her. So she's part of the family.
Oh my gosh! And your daughter actually went in the storm drain.
Yeah, they both went in. Both my daughters went in. My wife, she was outside. She was, you know, all bawling and stuff. But yeah, they went in. And
oh my gosh! And you're just like, what?
My only issue with, because I was at work, so I called and, you know, what's going on? I said, oh, we got the cat. Oh, how'd you do that? Well, both your daughters went in.
Wow. And we decided to call her in Spanish because she was from Spain.
Yes.
Well, exactly. But yeah, that was my issue because when she got lost, she doesn't speak English, so, you know.
How is she going to get directions?
She's on the wrong side of the world.
Yeah, exactly. But she's been living around the neighborhood in the storm drain for, you know, almost 2 months. So
oh, my gosh.
We hadn't given up, but yeah, but we were worried. But, I mean, we were just, okay, so that's it. But no, but we didn't give up.
We are so happy, man. I'm glad you all found the cat and everybody got out of the storm drain just fine.
Yeah, no, it wasn't dangerous. I mean, it was just a matter of just getting in and driving her out.
Can I get an amen for Lewis and his cat, Dixie, that's safe and sound this morning?
Amen.
That's the way it works. We love hearing all about what's going on in your world and celebrating the good news, because we believe the more you celebrate good news, the more good news there is to celebrate.
All right, man. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
You could be our next 610 Amen 713-881-5500 here on The Bull. All right, I need your help this morning because I found something that Eric is not good at. and I don't mean to pick on you, but Eric's been telling us about a song that he's getting ready to release. It's an original song.
Yes.
And he says that he needs to do a TikTok. So, of course, he came to me first.
Right, yes. Naturally.
So, yes. George, I need to do a TikTok. And he showed me some of the video that he's shooting to make this TikTok for his song. I don't know, buddy.
You just don't think it's it?
I don't think that's it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think it's it. You know, all I know about the TikTok, I don't think that's it. I don't think that's it.
Listen, this is a squishy thing for me. I have a thick skin normally, mm-hmm. but this is driving me mad because I haven't released original music. I've, you know, we've done 10-minute tune every day.
Right.
And I honestly haven't invested in my own music. And since I moved to Houston, I haven't released a song, not a single song since I moved to Houston.
And this used to be a big part of what you did.
Yes, I had albums and I would write with other people and do sessions and all that stuff. And since I moved to Houston, no songs. First song. So I know I need to come out of the gate and I need to do what the kids are doing
these
days.
Set the bar.
Yeah.
Do what the kids are doing. Now, and the thing, Mo, about this is that we have learned here on the Morning Bullpen that Eric is very talented at a lot of stuff. And I mean that. I mean, honestly.
Genuinely.
I mean, he does graphics. He does social media. He can do all of that.
Sure. I think that's why this is so jarring.
Right. So incredibly creative in other ways. Why are you so bad at this?
I'm really, really bad at it. And I don't know what I'm doing. So I'm playing the song on my laptop and I'm lip syncing to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what all the big musicians on the social media
like platforms the Montana
do.
Boys.
Yes, just like that. I'm a Montana boy. I'm basically a Montana boy.
Okay.
But I can't do it.
It's not true.
Why can't you do it? What are you struggling with?
I'm just like, the second I show my wife, she goes, you were trying way too hard.
She's
and
right.
I'm doing like choreography.
Yeah.
Like, okay. There's a lyric like, hey, you want to be tough?
Mm-hmm.
And I like do like muscle arms.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And she's like, what was that? And then I like talk about God a little bit and I point up to the sky like with two fingers.
Yeah.
Like
an idiot. Yeah.
Like, shout out to you, Jesus. That is the dumbest. I'm so bad at it.
What can we do to help you? Because I feel like you need help.
I don't know if I'm in the room for the help, though, if we're being honest.
But there's surely got to be some sort of professional.
Well, I was thinking like a 12-year-old girl. I mean, there are 12-year-old girls on TikTok that do the lip-syncing really well, right?
Yes, yes. Any 12-year-old girls listening?
The Montana boys, what if there's got to be dudes around town that do that, right?
I'm sure there are.
Hot dudes that lip-sync to videos.
Okay, okay. So we need somebody to teach.
A professional.
We need somebody to teach Eric how to lip-sync. Is that what we're asking?
I guess. I'm really...
Okay. I know you're uncomfortable. You didn't want to talk about this. I understand that.
It's hilarious.
But it's pretty bad. It's pretty bad.
Isn't it humbling, though, that you found your one thing?
Listen, I'm bad at a lot of things. Let's be honest. I'm bad at all sports.
You're really creative. I mean, we love that about you.
Yes,
honestly,
yes.
We give you grief all the time, but we love that about you.
Well, creativity, that's my thing. Mm-hmm. So the fact that I can't do something is really driving me absolutely bananas.
Show choir?
Was I in choir?
Show choir.
I was in choir.
Show choir.
What's a show choir? What's the difference?
With the spirit fingers.
Oh, I can do some jazz hands all day long. Okay. I was in jazz dance class.
I felt it come through.
See, I don't want to.
So that's the problem.
Yeah,
too theatrical.
Okay.
You just need to be like, cool.
Play it cool.
I'm putting this out here. We need somebody who's really good at lip sync. If your child is good at lip syncing on TikTok.
Oh, geez. Call me.
We need your help, right?
Not George.
Yeah, I tell you what. Text Mo. Mo does the text messages. Text Mo.
Yes.
And let's help Eric out here because he's really bad.
Okay, George, I get it.
All right, I want to know, when did a DIY project absolutely break the bank for you? You may have heard yesterday I shared with Eric and Mo that I decided I was not going to pay a yard crew, like a landscaping crew, to come and dig up a couple of shrubs that had died. I was going to pull them up myself. I didn't have a shovel, anything. I'm just going to pull them out of the ground.
Right? You're so dumb.
Physically pull.
And so I was pulling on one. It did come out of the ground. I knew I was right. Except I fell back into a window and broke the front window of the house. So
the truth comes out.
So now instead of paying like $100 to have somebody come and dig up the shrubs, I got to pay $600 for a new window.
What? That's hilarious.
When's the last time that a do-it-yourself project absolutely went nuts and it cost you way more than it would have just to pay somebody to come and do it? 713-881-5500 is the number this morning. Has this ever happened with you?
My husband's the guy that swears, you know, just put it on the list, we'll get it done, and it never gets done. So I just pay people under the table. I'm like, hey, come by when he's at work. Like, let's get this done.
Oh, that's pretty smart.
Right?
Deanna's taking notes right now.
This is
She's
how you
like,
do
okay,
it, girl.
He works. Can I get somebody early
don't
in the morning?
Don't even ask.
Exactly.
This has definitely happened to me. This is what I'm known for, actually, in my house.
YouTube.
Oh,
yes.
Do-it-yourself disasters?
Yes, absolutely. And can we count injuries and things like that as well?
Oh, sure.
Like if it cost you hospital bills.
Oh, sure. And again, 713-881-5500. Feel free to join in. Pile on this morning. I don't mind.
Hospital bills.
So my wife says that I always have an A, B, and C plan. Mm-hmm. I start out with my project, and then that never goes right.
Uh-huh.
So then I move to plan B, which also never goes right. And plan C is the one that always works out.
Okay.
And so one time I built a whole deck. I learned how to build a deck on YouTube.
Okay.
How to put it in the ground with the cement and board by board by board. I built an entire deck myself with a built-in fire pit and seating.
Wow.
All myself.
Wow.
And I sat there the day I put it all together finally, and I sat there, and then all of a sudden the sprinklers came on and shot up through the bottom of the deck because I had built it over the sprinklers. So I had to get professionals to come out, disconnect. They had to cut through the wood.
Right.
I had to start over.
Oh,
and
my
they had
gosh.
To move the sprinklers so I could put it back together.
Okay, broken window doesn't seem so bad to me right now.
Oh, man.
You're doing yourself disaster. You ever have this happen to you? I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of guys calling in. 713-881-5500 is the number. You can be part of the show right now on The Bull. Kelly is in Spring. Kelly, we're talking about doing yourself disasters, and this wasn't you, it was your dad. What happened?
Well, first off, I'm from Washington State originally. And so, you know, there's a finite number of days where you can actually do outdoor things. My dad decided he wanted to build. My dad decided he wanted to build a deck with an enclosed deck, basically, on our front, for our front porch.
Wow, fancy.
My dad is also left-handed. And he refused to buy left-handed tools and tool accoutrements, so he would always just turn around the right-handed stuff.
Okay.
Including
this
the
sounds like
box.
A problem. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, no!
Yes, he... Ha-ha. So, he enlisted me and my boyfriend at the time to help him build this. And he was using a right-handed miter box with his left hand and a handsaw. And... Well, sneezed at a really inappropriate time and required 30 stitches and nearly severed the tendon in his right hand.
Oh!
On his right wrist.
Okay. Oh! Okay. I could feel that one building up. I could. I was like, this is not going to go
well. No.
This is not going to go well. I'm telling you, replacing a window doesn't seem like a big idea. What was your do-it-yourself disaster? You let us know. 713-881-5500. Now on the Bull. All right, coming up at 7:30, it'll be time for another one of Eric's 10-minute tunes. What do you want him to sing about today? Think about that and join us at 7:30. But right now, we have been talking. Actually, I made a bold proclamation on the show about an hour ago. The Astros are back. This
you
is
did.
A turning point in the season. You wrote it down, right?
Yes, highlighted it so when we can look back and I can say George was right.
See?
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's why you wrote it down. That's exactly why she wrote that down, George.
Yeah, I'm sure it's what it is, yeah. We'll come back to bite me, but they won last night in extra innings.
Okay.
Finally, they pulled out a close game like that, and again, I think it's kind of that turning point.
Yeah.
They've flipped that switch, and also they got rid of the one of the big problems they had in the lineup. Jose Abreu.
Okay, temporarily.
They sent him down, right?
Yeah.
Did they send him down or did he go?
Apparently it was mutual.
It was mutual.
They said they're confident that just going, taking a break, step back, change of scenery, new environment, he's going to get his it back together.
Sure.
His rhythm, his timing.
Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Any breakup in the history of the world where they said it's mutual, has it ever been mutual?
I think so.
It's not me, it's you.
No, it was someone's idea first.
Consciously uncoupling? Like, that's all the rage.
See, I agree with Mo. I think it is conscious uncoupling. You think he was... You think he was demoted?
I think he was asked to go to the minors, and then he went, you know what? You're right. I suck.
Yeah.
But I think it was their idea.
You think it was their idea?
Yes, absolutely.
You don't think he just realized it and said, you know what, guys?
Everyone is screaming, like, dude, get it together.
Yeah,
you hear that, right?
So.
And you want to be better. Just why can't we say he's a good person?
I'm sure he's a great, great human being. Mm-hmm.
He's not a really good baseball player right now. And that's what he's getting paid. What is he get? Like $19 million? $1 million a year.
And does he get the same amount of money if he plays in the minors?
Yes, he does.
Okay.
I want that contract.
Yeah, I want to hang out on the beach.
Because I've been really bad at my job for a while.
Maybe a new environment.
Lord is calling, George.
You know what? I think I'm going to go down to the minor leagues of radio. I'll come back in a few months. I'm going to get myself together.
Then a reminder, 3:25 this afternoon with Nick Russo on the drive home. You got a chance at Kenny Chesney tickets here from the Bull. Time for our 10-minute tune. It works like this. Eric with a K has this special ability to take and turn any topic that you want to talk about, if he likes it, into a 10-minute tune. But you got to make a good suggestion, and you got to catch his ear with something. And that's where we start this morning, 713-881-5500, with your calls.
Let's go to Amy in Clear Lake. Hey, sister, what do you want Eric to sing about?
So I want Eric to sing about the Charles Barkley respond to him about talking about the Galveston water beach thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I remember. If people don't remember, Charles Barkley got in trouble for saying this.
Galveston, that dirty ass water.
Yeah. So he got in trouble for calling Galveston a couple of names there, but didn't we responded, right?
We did, actually. We fixed the audio, Amy. We took his audio because we didn't want him to get in trouble with Galveston, and we made it better.
I love Galveston. Well, that beautiful water be washed up on this beautiful beach. Galveston, Texas is the best.
I'm a dumbass.
There you go, Amy.
Yes, you are. Yes.
See, we fixed it.
We already fixed that one.
She's still laughing.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I'm glad you like that one, but we already fixed Charles Barkley. Anyway, by the way, Sir Charles, we can help you out with that. You let us know anytime. We can fix your audio.
All right, let's go to Sealy. That's where Sabrina lives. Hey, Sabrina, what should I sing about today?
You should sing about the Harris County headlines. Today's May 1st.
Absolutely, it is. Is there any headline you want me to include?
Well, the Astros kind of suck right now. They have been losing a lot.
This is a turnaround.
And then there's those creepy black caterpillars that are all fuzzy.
Oh, you sound like you're having an emotional reaction to those caterpillars.
Yes, I'm traumatized. When I was young, I actually caught one and kept it in a little container.
What?
And it crawled out of the container and into my pajamas in the middle of the night.
I don't even feel bad for killing them now. That's all I do. I kill every caterpillar. I don't care if they're good or bad. I assume they're all evil. I'm really sorry, but I do it for Amy or Sabrina. I do it for you.
They look like they would be really soft, but they're actually very pokey.
Thank you. I'm sorry about your PJs. That is traumatizing.
Oh, okay. I have to do this song, and I have to include the caterpillars now.
You got to put the caterpillars in there because I think there's some lasting trauma going on with Sabrina this morning. Sabrina, nice to have you listen. We're going to choose you today, okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
All right. Sabrina and Seeley had the suggestion that Eric liked. So he gets 10 minutes. I'm going to start the clock. We'll find out what he can create on our 10-minute tune here on The Bull. Yesterday, we had Kit calling around in the storm drain to rescue a cat on the 810 AMED. Remember that? We had the story from Lewis and his daughters for Dixie the cat. And all the neighbors came out and helped him save it. That was a great amen story yesterday. You have something going on in your world or your community that you're celebrating or that you're proud of? You could be on our 810 Amen. You just call us 713-881-5500 and you can be part of the show. Right now, though, it's time to find out what Eric has created. He creates a song every morning, every single morning. He takes your suggestion and he creates a topic. And this time it was Sabrina, right?
Sabrina and Seeley.
Sabrina and Seeley, who had the topic suggestion.
You should sing about the Harris County headlines. Today is May 1st.
Yeah, exactly. And I'd forgotten about that. So I'm glad she brought it up. Yeah, so it's Harris County headlines. He talks about all the stuff that happened last month.
Are you okay?
In one single song.
Why do you look like crap?
Because there's a lot of crazy headlines in April. Okay, so Sabrina specifically asked for the caterpillars.
Caterpillars.
Because they got their pajamas, right? I remember that. Yeah. So.
Okay, so I did what I always do. I filtered the results for the last 30 days on Google, and here are the craziest things that happened in Houston over the last 30 days in the style of Grundy County Auction.
Well, I opened up my Harris County paper, and you would not believe what I read. Well, listen when I tell you, friends and neighbors, in April, Harris County went mad. I read, caterpillars taking over H-Town, new uniform for the Texans, wow, draft day and the Astros sucking hard. A dude pretended to be police, pulled over a real cop, you dummy. I read them once, read them twice, Houston, everything that I said is true. It's so nuts and unbelievable, the morning bullpen wouldn't tell you lies. These are the Harris County headlines.
You always have something that I've forgotten about, and I completely forgot about the pretend cop. Pulled over the other cop. That was a great addition to that one, Eric. Well done, sir.
Thank you.
Harris County headlines. Somebody texted in and said that we should do a whole song about the woolly worms in the pajamas. Yeah, exactly. So maybe that'll be next time. If you want to grab the Harris County headlines, you can get it. Just download our app and like our podcast. Follow our podcast, and that way you never, ever miss a 10-minute tune, it's Odyssey.com. Download the Odyssey app and you'll find us there. All right, you got a chance to take some cash off Mo in just about 30 minutes. We're going to play Mo Knows Country. So stay tuned. If you think you can take her on, five country-related trivia questions, and you can play coming up 8:20 on The Bull.
George, you got to get involved again.
I have to get involved?
Yep, between me and Mo.
Oh, gosh, poor George.
Oh, welcome, by the way, welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. This is my life. I play referee a lot of times.
Hope yes. You're ready for this one, George.
Oh, please, bring it on.
Okay, Mo, would you kindly, I will not lead the witness
here. He already did.
Nope. Not going to lead the witness. You tell George what you told me.
George, what am I the best at? Like the best thing in the entire world that I'm good at?
You're great at sleeping.
Thank you. I'm a sleep professional.
You are. You
and
are a sleep
pro. And the only person that tries to combat me with this is Eric. Because I think he's jealous.
Oh, I know Eric is jealous. You always get good sleep. Correct. Eric gets like 4 hours a night
sleep. Yeah. I sleep like a pro. I don't like to brag about it, but my children sleep like pros. My dog sleeps like a pro. Like, bring it on.
Okay, get to it.
Sailor still sleeps in her crib. She's 3 years old. And Eric thinks that she should be in a big girl bed.
Yeah, she wants to be in a big girl bed.
She's starting to be like, okay, I got a big girl bed. I can nap in here. I can sleep in here. And so she did it last night. Oh. She slept in the big girl bed.
For the whole night?
She got up at 3:45.
Oh. Ooh.
I knew she got up because I was already up, right?
Right, exactly, yeah.
So...
She's free.
I'm putting her back in her crib.
No, you're not putting her back in her crib. Three is too old to be in a crib.
So basically you're incarcerating her so that she doesn't get out.
No, here's the thing. She's safe in her crib. She is not too big for it. Like, she still fits in it just fine and comfortably. And I don't see any reason to push her to be grown when she's thriving in her crib.
She's not thriving. She's a three-year-old in a crib. It is time.
Why does this bother you?
Well, first of all, the average age of transition. I looked it up because I go, okay, maybe I'm just being a jerk
on
here.
Google. He's Googled this. Google
yes, I've got it up right here. Mm-hmm. Every single website, including Sleep Foundation,
which says, what the heck is Sleep Foundation?
Well, they're a foundation about sleep.
Of course they are.
Talk about sleep professionals.
What do they say, Eric?
Between 18 months and 3 years. 3 years is the cutoff. It should have already happened.
So she'll be four in February. So we're right in the middle of three.
See, I don't think, like, both of my boys transitioned to race car beds.
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Sailor has a big girl bed in her room.
She does already?
Like a day bed. It's always been in her room. That's how I got her to sleep in her crib as an infant. I was sleeping on the day bed, and she has always been in her crib since the day she came home from her hospital.
Day one, so.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So you make her sleep in a crib with bars to look at the freedom of her big girl bed through her bars.
She doesn't know any different. Yeah.
What could be yours? I think she's probably getting a little old to be in the crib.
Right. Oh my goodness. George has sided with me. With me?
No, I'm just saying, at three, I think she's a little
It's time
old.
To start thinking about it, but I'm not going to force her, and I'm not going to change this in the middle of the school year. Like, I'm going to wait till the summer when it's a good time for me. Okay? I am a sleep professional.
So this is about you more than it's about her.
100%.
Okay.
It's about us together as a team.
Oh, great.
You know
people are
saying?
Calling now.
713-881-5500. People have opinions about how I'm parenting. Of course.
I think they're going to agree with me and Eric. Yeah. I think they are. I think
a well-rested sleep professional over here.
Yeah, exactly.
They want me to take their kids.
Are you going with the pro or are you going with us? 713-881-5500. Sure. All right, if you're just joining the morning bullpen, Mo keeps her daughter locked up at night.
Oh, my God.
Did I overstate maybe?
You kind of tried.
Just a little bit. Her three-year-old still sleeps in the crib.
Sure
and,
does.
Eric and I think it's time for her to get out of there, so. We want to know, though, which side do you come down on? Do you agree with me? Do you agree with Eric? Maria is in Porter. Maria, what would you tell us this morning?
Get that baby out your bed.
Get that baby out of that crib. Come on now.
Oh, out of the crib, yes.
Yeah. So, yeah.
No.
So,
do you have kids?
I do. I have seven. And just know, though, that the minute you get them out the crib and you give them freedom, it's all over.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what she's trying to avoid.
I want her safe in her crib and I want me safe in my bed alone.
Can anybody go back to the fact that you have seven children?
I wait.
She's a professional.
Hey, I'm still not over the fact that the minute I gave my 9-year-old some freedom, she still sleeps with me, just so that you know.
No. Okay. We're not doing that. Taylor's never done that.
You're not selling this, Maria. I thought you were on our side.
She needs some freedom. She needs some freedom. But hey, the bond that we have is so surreal.
Yeah. The bond you're going to have to set for about three of those kids.
Your husband?
Good night, Maria.
Okay. All right.
Can we just agree that we're going back to square one?
And Maria doesn't count.
Wait, erase that off the chalkboard, would you please?
Okay.
I thought she was a vote for us, but not so much.
Catherine's on the phone in Houston. It says here, Catherine, you're 10 years old. What's your advice for me?
Well, I think that you should let your child still sleep in a crib because mother knows best. Who are they to tell you that your child can get out of the crib?
Oh,
okay. You know what, Catherine? Whoa. You can just hang up the phone. Missy, you think you're so smart? Sweet. Yeah.
Wow.
We're getting sassy. Slammed here, Eric. Thank you, Catherine. We love you. Thank you for listening to the show.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, so she told us all
who
pretty
are
good.
You then. To tell her how to raise her child?
All right. Mo is incarcerating her daughter at night in the crib. Eric and I think it's time that she should be put out on bond, but evidently everybody thinks differently here.
Michaela's on the phone in New Waverly. Do I hear a child in the background of this call, Michaela?
Oh, yep, you do. This is Michaela. And my daughter Vivian, who is not quite two yet.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think about this?
Oh, we all agree. You can hear her in the back. We all agree that baby needs to stay in that crib.
Mm-hmm.
Until what age? Like when she starts going to school? When she gets her first boyfriend? When she gets engaged?
I think when they start to get adventurous and climb out, that's probably the cue.
I've heard that too.
Okay,
but hey, if they're still in there, they want to be in there. They're comfy.
They're comfy, they're safe. Okay, got it.
Yeah. Yep. Leave them in there, let them sleep, let mama sleep, and everybody wins. So
everybody wins. Okay, Mo is the pro there, but you know what?
She didn't have
a real clear answer. No, Michaela, on what, how old they should be before they get out of bed. So let's talk to Tina. Tina, how old was your sister-in-law before she got out of the crib?
I have stories where she was in the crib in first grade.
First grade? No, she's doing algebra at that point.
Grant, who is a large family, they had 5 girls and 1 boy. Uh-huh. The boy was the oldest. He had his own room. The 5 girls had to share a room.
Oh, wow.
So the crib fit in there perfectly with the two double beds. Uh-huh. So it benefited them. But she crawled in and out of the crib.
She crawled in the first grade. Okay.
First grade.
See, I don't think you want to be, Mo, you don't want your kid to be in the first grade.
I think we'll set a limit. I have limits, y'all, okay? But 3 is fine.
In your graduation speech from high school, she was like, I'm happy to be sleeping in a crib. It's safe. It's
comfortably
sound.
And safe.
Exactly.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money, because Mo knows country.
Larry says he could use $100 playing Mo in Mo Knows Country. Larry, this is how you get the money today.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both 5 country-related trivia questions, and whoever gets the most right answers wins, but ties always go to Mo. Why is that, Larry?
Because it's Mo's money.
It is Mo's money. All right, tell her to get out of here, Larry. We'll get this game started today.
All right, let's get out of here, Mo.
All right, 5 country-related trivia questions, Larry, and they start right now. Question number 1. Who is the lead singer of the former country band Florida Georgia Line? Is it A, Tyler Hubbard, B, Luke Bryan, or C, Eric Church?
A.
Question number 2. Maybe they haven't looked at interest rates, or maybe it was just too much tequila. But can you name the country duo whose last song was called Bigger Houses?
Dan Shay.
Question number 3. Maybe he's just an American kid. Hey, just found out that he tied George Strait. I'm trying to do something with the clue here. Hang on. In my head, this worked. Question number 3. He's just an American kid. Hey, that just found out that he tied George Strait for the most top 10 songs in country music history. Can you name him?
Kenny Chesney, I think.
Question number 4. This artist named the album Center Point Road because it's about a street that he grew up on, and it featured songs like Beer Can't Fix. Name the artist.
Tom Fritt.
And question number five, who is often referred to as the king of country?
George Strait.
All right, let's get Mo back in. She's up against it. Larry may take this money today.
Larry, you're going down today, Mo. Five out of freaking five.
I hate this!
All right. Oh, I love the laugh from Larry.
Right, he was just so calm and cool.
All right, Mo, you know I can't tell you the answer until we get to the end.
Yeah.
Question number one, who is the lead singer of the country band Florida Georgia Line? Was it A, Tyler Hubbard, B, Luke Bryan, or C, Eric Church?
Of those three, it was Tyler Hubbard. Bryan and Tyler, two. There were two lead singers.
Question number two, maybe they just haven't looked at interest rates, or it was a little too much tequila. Name the country duo whose last song was called Bigger Houses.
Bigger Houses is Dan and Shay.
Huh.
Oh, my gosh.
Question number three. He's just an American kid. Hey, that just found out that he tied George Strait. The most top 10 songs in country music history. Can you name him?
I believe you are trying to reference Kenny Chesney.
trying.
I'm not sure that's the answer.
That was my favorite. Okay, let's go.
Question number four. This artist named the album Center Point Road because it's about the road he grew up on, and it featured songs like Beer Can't Fix. Name him.
Thomas Rhett.
And question number five, who is often referred to as the king of country?
George Strait.
All right, Mo.
What?
Question number one was correct. Tyler Hubbard.
Okay.
Question number two, Dan and Shay is correct.
Bigger Houses.
Yes. Question number three, he's an American kid. Hey. It was Kenny Chesney.
Okay.
And question number four, Thomas Rhett. Question number five was George Strait. We got them all right.
Larry, that means it was 5-5 and she protected her money. Goodness, I'm so sorry.
Sorry you had to sit through those clues, Larry.
You know what you got to say, Lair?
Yes, we both know country.
Yes, sir.
All right. You get a chance to take on Mo tomorrow. Hey. 8:20 will be the next chance to take $100 from Mo here on the Morning Bullpen with Mo Knows Country.